Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Mason. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Grote and he is out, Garrett applying the tag. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Mays reaches second base with a double. Davenport moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. Mays tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt takes first base on ball four. McCovey moves to second. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hart. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Lanier moves to third. Davenport moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lanier scores. Davenport moves to third. Mays moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to third. Charles moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Grote reaches third base with a triple. Swoboda scores. Charles scores. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Jones reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mason reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mason fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Hyatt and he is out, Lanier applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Jones moves to third. It's Giants, 3, Mets, 3. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes pinch runs for Dick Dietz. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. Bonds moves to third. It's Giants, 4, Mets, 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-3 in the game. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garrett bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones is walked intentionally. Amos Otis pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. There goes Agee. The throw from Hyatt to second, and they've got Agee trapped. There's the throw to Lanier, and Agee is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Amos Otis now playing left field. Cleon Jones now playing first base. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Grote reaches second base with a double. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Jones is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Jones steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson scores. Jones moves to third. Otis moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.